Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's Friday night. It is July 10th for those people that might be keeping score. And we are here on Building Fortunes Radio at 11 p.m. Eastern Time every Friday with a good friend of ours. His name is always Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc originally comes from France. And he's been here in the United States for a while. I love working with Jean-Luc only because he's a really good guy. He's super-duper smart, and he's an entrepreneur, but also has a lot of common sense. And we playfully say many times, we have fun on this radio show because we get a chance to kind of poke fun at or point some of the issues at, some of the things that are happening in the United States, as well as worldwide on some of the crazy things that happen. But because he's an independent thinker, he lives his life by design. He lives on a boat over on the Pacific Ocean side, over near Santa Barbara. He lives on a, like I said, on a sailboat on the Pacific Ocean. I'm on the Atlantic Ocean. And if you go to, just if you want to, flaglerbeach.tv, flaglerbeach.tv, you'll be able to see the Atlantic Ocean, and it's dark out. And it's probably not dark yet over on the Pacific side. Right, on the Pacific side, yeah, you can see it's the blackness. Oh, my gosh, I said black. I hope we don't get banned. It's the lack of lightness. It's the lack of lightness on the Pacific Ocean. I'm sorry, on the Atlantic Ocean. So it's kind of very interesting. It was a cool little camera. But the cool thing is that you get a chance to listen to us on Building Fortunes Radio talk about whatever we're going to talk about. But the first thing I want to do is I want to be able to say hello to my good friend. His name is always Jean-Luc. So Jean-Luc, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. Hello, Peter. Here is a darkness on your side. It's almost a darkness here because we have some fog is coming from the ocean, and I barely cannot see the other side of the harbor because we have fog everywhere. But I think you have fog all this country.
Yeah.
many other fog because I think you have the fog of the stupidity going down in this country. Like we say many times, we are surrounded by an ocean of stupidity and incompetency. But I see increasing because we have the global warming of stupidity, and stupidity is growing everywhere. And very soon we have a big wave of stupidity going everywhere. I was talking with my son, who is here with me, Brice, for a few days, coming from Las Vegas because he's not working. He was unemployed for a few months, and someone texts me. His manager texts him and say, "Hey, you need to come back to work." And he say, "Okay, but first you need to have a test." For this COVID-19, you need to pass a test. And he said, "Why do I need to pass a test if I work at home?" See? And almost he asked, "If I work at home, does I need to wear a mask?"
Right.
Working at home by me alone on my office, because he have an office. Okay. And because he was pushing these people for many, many, many years to say, "Hey, guys, you know, you will save money if you, because he's an IT guy, okay, and we can work from everywhere around the country or at home or from everywhere. We can do the same job, but you will save money, and we will save money because you don't need to commute every day and to use this car and all of this, and less pollution." And everyone was winning, but these people at Caesar Palace were saying, no, until now, the COVID-19 push on this side, And now they say, okay, now you need to work at home. But before working at home, alone on your feet, you need to have a COVID-19 test. Okay? For what? I don't know. He don't know. He didn't understand. Me too. And I said to him, I said, Brice, you need to take the habit now to deal with the stupidity around you. He says, this is difficult. I say, I know, it's difficult, but the way it is now is a new normal. To you, Peter.
There's a lot of things I just don't understand. So, like you had mentioned, this is just a lot of stuff that doesn't make any sense. Some of the things that I find that is, well, you know, it's kind of a tough situation, I'm sure. If I were a political official, I'd have to worry about serving a lot of people, and I'd have to worry about the safety of a lot of people. And without a doubt, I mean, there's something going around relative to this coronavirus kind of thing, that some people are, you know, they got sick and some people die, and some of them are even guest hosts over here on our Building Fortunes radio show. Not that they died, but they were sick. So there's definitely and indeed some challenges associated with that. But the overreaction is a little bit on the crazy side, and the ocean and the sea of stupidity is just insane. And it's crazy, Jean-Luc, how I'm watching it happen over here, even in my own state. Now, I am up in the top half of Florida. So the bottom part is that Miami, you know, Dade County, Fort Lauderdale, all that sort of stuff that you heard a little bit about. There's a lot of people that have gotten sick over in that section. And it might be because maybe there's too many people and they're crowded together and things along that line, or maybe they're at the beach, or who knows what the hell they might be doing, going to the bars and stuff like that. But where I am over in my section of Florida, people are, I think they actually have a mandate now that everybody has to wear a mask. And, you know, there's a couple of things that really kind of drive me crazy. I tell the people that I train all the time, and it's the word should. I don't do well with the word should. So for your techie guy, your IT guy, he would appreciate this. I love it when techie or IT guys say to me, when I say, well, you know, will this work? And they say it should. That pisses me off. So it should, when used in the tech world, is enough to really piss you off, because that means like it hasn't been tested yet. We really don't know if it does, and maybe it's IT arrogance. So there's a word that I generated.
My son is saying it works or it's not working.
Right, it's either it works or it doesn't work. So, but yeah, when they say it should, that's kind of scary. That's kind of scary. The other thing that usually pisses me off is when, and you know, they have this new word that I love. It's called the Karen, where anybody that tells you things that you're supposed to do, you know, like you should put your dog on a leash, or you should put your whatever you should do. That's another one of those shoulds that I'm not so crazy about. Well, you should do this or you should do that. People that offer advice without knowing your situation, to use a Robert De Niro expression, you know, I don't really like that. So I really don't like the word should. And when the should word is used with me in a mask, like I should wear a mask if I go outside or drive in my car, go to a beach where nobody else is, or want to walk, you know, outside. It's just insane. It's just absolutely insane. So
yeah.
So it's tough. It's tough because you have a whole bunch of conflicting belief systems that are out there. So I'll just leave it at that. And you know, Jean-Luc, I'll let you talk about whatever you want to talk about next.
I think for me it's not tough, because I always, like you said at the beginning of this radio show, I always think by myself. I always look what is good for me. And I think if it's good for me, it's good for others around me. Say otherwise, because I take care of me. Some people who don't take care of them, maybe, okay, I understand they follow some guidance. They even didn't know what they are doing because they don't care of themselves. But I care of me. I care of my body. I care of my mind. I take care of my spirit. All of these three parts of me, I take care of that. And on the whole and independently. And talking about the body, I take care of my body because many people around me die. Many people die at 42 years old, friend of mine, and because they was not taking care. And me, I'm way past this 42. And I take care of this. Now, when I look at this story about the mask and the stupidity of that, and I listen professional of people, meaning professor, doctor, scientists, who say, you know, the mask didn't protect you. And for many reasons. First, because they are not good. Second, because when I saw these people wearing surgical masks on the street, is not due for that, it's due for a sterile environment at the hospital. When I saw these people wearing a mask and suppressing their immune system and stopping enough oxygen going inside the body, and I say maybe these people are sick, they don't want to infect other people or spread the virus to other people because they are already sick. But what worries me is all these people wearing masks, and I say, oh my God. And also, maybe it's because I'm French, you know, but in France we have the habit to always discuss the order or to put the order back on the table and say, hey, is it what you want? Okay, we don't want to do that. And we always be a little rebellion about to follow an order, especially from the government or the police. So all of this is controlled. It's for that we had the yellow jacket for 1 year and a half, and because people in France, at least, are not a sheep. And some are, okay, but I talk about the big majority in France, and especially in Brittany, where I'm from, and Brittany, for people who didn't know, don't confuse with Great Britain. Brittany is part of France, it's West France. And it's only part of France when we don't have payway. Everywhere you go in France, when you use the payway, what we call here the freeway, because it's free, but in France, you need to pay for that, except in Brittany. Because these Britain people refuse to have something you pay. And when they was, 5 or 10 years ago, thinking to put some payments on the street, he had a revolution of this part of France because they put the stuff to pay down, they burn it, and that's it, done, finished, you know. You don't need to follow stupid advice from government or governor or something this way because most of these people, they don't know. You have two possibilities. I was talking about this with my son yesterday. I say you have two possibilities. One, they don't know and they are stupid, and they are stupid not to know because their job is to know what happened. And I don't go too much on this way. The second one is they know exactly, they are part of the conspiracy and they are part of the program they want to put in place to control all the population. Look, now some states say, okay, we go back, Maxime received a text today, say we go back to square one, meaning the governor of Nevada, because he lives in Las Vegas, say, okay, now we back to... Stage one, yes, square one, stage one, doesn't matter. Meaning, what do they do? They were starting to open businesses and casino and all of this, and now they go back to stage one and say, oh, okay, maybe we make a mistake, and they will control again the population, forcing people to wear masks, forcing people not to go to work and not giving a stimulus or anything like this, and how these people will live. We don't know. But I think they are not that stupid. I think they are part of the conspiracy, and I think you have many things behind all of this COVID-19 stuff covered. Now, I have a question for you, Peter. Do you know how many dead the Hong Kong flu? Do you remember the Hong Kong flu, my first question? And second, do you remember how many dead does he have with the Hong Kong flu?
I don't remember the Hong Kong flu, and I don't. Therefore, I don't remember how many dead.
Okay, it was 10 or 15 years ago. I don't remember the exact date. But what I remember, you have a little more than 100,000 people dead. But now, do they close the business? Do they push down the economy? Do they force people to wear a mask, to receive a vaccine, or to do something like this? No. And you have more virus, because I'm preparing something I will send to you too. You have more virus who have made... A lot of many viruses have made more dead than the COVID-19. And hospital was not receiving $13,000 when they put a sticker dead by COVID-19. And they was not receiving $39,000 when they was pushing people on a respirator. See? And all of this. And this it was a virus we had before. But now if you look at this COVID-19, is not that deadly. I don't say the virus don't exist. I don't say some people are not sick, or I don't say some people even die. But people have died. You see, the only thing we know and we are sure, all of us, one day or another, so this body died. Now, you have a spiritual elevation or spiritual belief or this, and you know you are a spirit and you know it's just the body and you will take another one, or at the opposite, you completely know you are a body, you are something like matter, and you can be afraid to die. This I can understand on this part. But when every one of us, one day or another, even if you think you are a spirit, you need to quit this body and take a new one. Or if you think you are a body, and this you can be afraid for that, you can worry for that. If you think you are a body, okay, you will die. But this is we are all equal, black, yellow, white, red, or whatever the color, or blue if you want. We are all equal in front of that.
Makes sense. So, in reference to all of these things, Jean-Luc, I think it's important that people have individual choices. And what I'm a little bit concerned of is if they're telling me I should wear a mask, what's going to happen when they come out with the virus vaccine? Are they going to tell me I should wear? I should inject myself with the vaccine? And that's kind of scary. So, if there's a little bit of unrest now, I don't know what's going to happen when they start to say that. And I'm wondering if the coronavirus cases continue to climb, or at least we're told the coronavirus cases continue to climb, what kind of pressure they're going to have for us making vaccines, and then what's going to be the ripple effect or rebound of those types of things. So what are your thoughts relative to that?
My thought is simple. You know, when you want to take the freedom of people, and especially an individual or a person or a nation, like all the whole U.S. or the whole world, when you want to take the freedom of the people, you don't take the freedom on one shot, because otherwise it will be a revolution, like we have in France, like it happened here, and or like it happened in Hong Kong or many other countries. It's not the way to do it. You do it small pieces by small pieces by small pieces by small pieces, and one day all of us we look like a robot, and even didn't exist should or not should. Everything already have been done at this point. meaning now when you look at this, they force people not to go to work, which is very, very bad. They force people to be lying on a store, which is very, very bad, because I have a picture of 1929 and 1930 with people was lying on a store to receive some food, and comparative pictures and what happened now with people is in a line, exactly not on the same store, but on a store to have some food. And you force people to do that, and you force people to wear a mask, and you force people to receive a test, okay? Even when, like my son, you, these people plan to let you work at home, you need to receive a test. This is not that stupid. This is stupid by multiplied by 10, you know, at this point. You force people after to use certain kind of money, and you will force people to have maybe a sticker to go to buy some food. And after, you force people to be on a camp, and you force people to receive a vaccine and to have a print on your, because with the vaccine, they plan not only to give you the COVID-19 vaccine, which at this point will not work, and they will force you to have a nano gel inside your body who will imprint in your bones, and you cannot get rid of that, and you will be followed everywhere you go. And forcing people and shoot, and at one point you find no freedom anymore. It's where we are going. Plus, you had on this, like some country like China, with AI technology, plus the social score, plus everything. And now we don't have a chain with a ball on a chain like a slave. They were wearing this before. But it's the same enslavement of people. No freedom.
Right. So I don't know what they're doing.
And Peter, mm-hmm. I remind you, and people who listen, I was running and bicycling for many years to promote human rights. And I know the human rights, and I know who created it. It's a French guy named René Cassin. And I know many countries have signed it. But even the country who signed the human rights, like US, like France, like many others, didn't respect it. Because if you sign human rights, you don't go to work to kill people in another country. You don't torture people. You don't put people in jail with no due diligence and process and all of this, like they have done with Judy Mikovic. You don't do something like this. You'd respect the religion and everyone, because in France it's a big battle against religion and all of this. Doesn't matter. In human rights, you have the right to change religion. You have the right to speak freely. You have the right to move freely. And now they are infringing all these rights because we cannot move freely now. If I want to go in France now, what happens? They keep me 2 weeks in quarantine before I can do something, and after I cannot go to see my family or go to the beach or go to walk on the street or blah, 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 all this bullshit.
Right. So I don't know what they're doing in California relative to schools, but now we have to deal with the idea of social distancing and stuff like that in schools and in colleges. And I was reading or hearing that in some of the schools, they're going to online courses completely. So, and I don't know how... what your feelings are, Jean-Luc, about online education. But I know online education would have not worked for me. It wouldn't have. I needed that social interaction with the school teacher and the thought process and the discipline and all that sort of stuff. So I heard that Harvard is going to all online classes. And not that I would ever be in Harvard, but I just don't see how the same quality of education happens when you're doing it online through the distractions that probably are happening at people's homes. So can you comment on that?
Yeah, first I want to say something because I spoke last week with someone who is not a teacher, but he helped kids who have difficulty like autism, all of this. I don't remember what his category of people, but he's a special educator. Okay. And he said, yeah, but school is mandatory. I said, no, school is not mandatory. And this is important to know that. You have no obligation to go to school. No obligation to go to school. The obligation is education. You have obligation to educate your kids. And personally, I have educated the one here with me, Bryce, at one point because the school was difficult for him to be at school. It was difficult because with a professor and all of this, he have a fight. Sometimes professor arrive at school and punish everyone on the classroom because one was doing some mistake. And because to punish this one, they punish everyone. I say, okay, that's it. I leave the punishment and I say, no, you are not doing it. And I was myself fighting with some of the professor because I was defending my kids. And I said to him, no, you don't need to do that. This is a general punishment for everyone. And this never works. Because if punishment works, we don't have prison in this country and other country. What we apply now didn't work. But people continue to applying because it's business, because it's money, because we have the habit to apply this way. If you look at the punishment, you see someone do a mistake, big or small, and you punish this person, and this person go in jail, and after you have a criminal. Okay? The punishment didn't work. It's not the way. Like fighting against drugs didn't work. Education works. And I think many people who can receive a good education online or at school or mix of that can work pretty good. But if you look a little bit on the future, they prepare all these people to work from home, meaning breaking the social connection with other people and all of this. And I understand your viewpoint, Peter, because I think it's important to have a social connection. But for me, the school is not where you receive education. School is just a system of learning without to be able to apply what you learn, because you learn like a parrot. And many people now pass tests or exams with only 50% of the success, meaning they didn't know the other 50%. It can be 50, 60, 70, whatever. You mean the difference between this number and 100 is what you didn't know. My two other kids have been to a specific school. When you pass an exam, you pass only and only when you have 100% success. If you have 95% and you didn't know the 5%, you re-study this 5% and you repass your test and you pass with 100%. And it's the way it needs to be, but it's not. See, the exam and tests have been going down to allow many people to pass their exam, pass their test, have their diploma without to know all they need to know to exert a business. Some business is not a big deal, but some other business, it can be very dangerous. If you have a surgeon, he takes you on a table and you know only 50% of his job, say, or 60%. And all of this is to prepare for people to work from home. But I think you can have the education is something you do by yourself. It's something you do with a mentor. It's something you need to be smart enough to pick and choose people who know more than you. If you look closely at the education system, you have people. We call this teacher or professor. What they have done in life? Not all of them, most of them. They go to school, they learn something, they have misunderstood world, they have many things they didn't understand, and at the end they say, oh, I will teach others. They will teach others something they even didn't understand themselves, and they will teach others something they never applied. If I was me, I have been in this kind of a learning job in France. I have learned with people who was 50, 55, 60. They have been in school. They learn a job. They go in real life, apply the job, become a really good professional, and at the end of their life, at the end of their business life or professional life, they say, okay, I want to teach others what I have learned. And this is the best thing to do because you learn directly with a professional. But is a teacher is a professional? No, he's not. Because he never practiced what he teach, what he learned first and what he teach. And he teach something he didn't know. When you know to do something, you do it. When you didn't know to do something, you teach it.
You know, I understand. So in reference to teaching and education, I'm looking at 2020 as being the lost year, because I don't think anybody can really honestly say that this has been a year of education for the kids that we've had in school or college. They lost a year because they were used to going into classrooms, and then they weren't in classrooms and then had to all adjust to learning online. And I bet you their level of education or any level of teaching has probably been gone. So if it were up to me, I think everybody probably just got a pass-fail, and mostly a pass, whether they deserved it or not. And that's a real disservice to the people that were in the education system. Although, of course, you know, we might also say the quality of education might have been not so good to begin with, but it's really the lost year of education, in my humble opinion. And for those people that are in public schools, maybe if you're a sixth grader, it doesn't matter as much. But if you were a college in college and you spent 40 grand or 60 grand or 80 grand or 20 grand or whatever it might have been, that's a huge disservice for those college students. They were robbed of any level of real education for this whole year of 2020. So I'll let you wrap it up with that. And Jean-Luc, we're out of time, believe it or not. So as you wrap it up, tell people how to get in touch with you after you're done wrapping that up.
Yeah, I want to say something about what you say, Peter, and I understand what you say. But what I would like me to say is 1 year is not really important, you see, because you can live to 70, 80, 90, 100 years now, and even David Sinclair, he said, if you die before 120, is a premature dead, you know. And if you take care of this body, like if you take care of your car, you can do 1 million miles. If you take care of this body, you can do the same thing. Losing a year is not really losing a year. I understand the finance part. This is a scam, but it's already a scam before for people to pay $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 for an education. If I have people around me say I will pay to be $100,000 to have an MBA or something, I say it will be better for you to take this money and create a business and make money. And you can find very good mentor who can help you to create your own business. But at the end, at least you have a business. On the other side, you have debt.
you need to pick and choose the way you want. Now, I understand for these people who have paid for college tuition for this year, I think they need to be reimbursed. Or I think they need to be at least say, okay, guys, you don't pay next year, or something like this need to be done. This I completely agree. Now, losing a year, no, I don't think it's very important. And they can learn something. They can learn about all this stupidity around. They can learn by themselves. They can. Today, we have so many ways to learn something, to educate ourselves about any subject we want. You need to be a little strict about what you take as a person or as a subject or as a where you learn some stuff, you know. If you have a mentor, you need to check this guy or girl before. If you have a coach, it's the same thing. I saw many people becoming coach in winch on some area. They know nothing about. They just want to become coaching other or something. They have never applied themselves. They have applied one stuff he works and they know 5% or 10% of the subject and they want to coach. And I say, no, it's not the way. You need to be a good professional in one area and after you can coach people. And now if you want to learn, you need to find very good professional and you need to be exigent about the level. And you can learn many, many things. I see in France, we don't have too much training information about stock market and finance and many things like this because it's something many people keep secret. And I started to learn 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago about the stock market, about the Bitcoin. Is completely new for me and new for many other people and even some other people. But now I am at a level I help friends around me to invest in some different areas. But what I have done at the beginning, I surround myself by mentors with a S, okay, not only one, in different areas. When I look at these people and they make millions, billions of dollars, and I say, I want to learn from this particular person and not the one you find on the Internet or YouTube, and this guy have done nothing, have no result, but he make money because he sell you something. But these people have a high result, and I say, if I surround myself with people having this high level of result, I will have at least something similar to what they have. And now I learn many things I even didn't know 3 years ago. For 4 years ago, but now I am helping a small group of people around me, friends and family, to say, okay, guys, you need to put some money here. Is what I am doing. The education is here for the one who want to have it. But many people are so lazy, they don't want to make the effort to educate themselves. And the school will never educate yourself. It will give you a system to remember something, but as soon as you lose it, you lose everything.
Makes sense. So how would people find you?
They can call me. My phone number is 323-399-6472. Again, 323-399-6472.
Excellent. So for those people listening in, you just heard from my good friend. His name is Jean-Luc. And obviously, he's got a great way of putting his perspective in place. If you are looking for somebody to work with or get some helpful advice from, Jean-Luc is the gentleman you want to talk to. We're going to catch you back next time on Building Fortunes Radio. That's buildingfortunesradio.com. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, Jean-Luc. Enjoy your son.
And you
were
221.
You've been listening.
Whoops. 221. Hold on. How many?
221 today.
221, holy cow. Well, like I was saying, enjoy your son. I know he's visiting from Las Vegas. And we catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bonsoir, Jean-Luc.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.